Praise the Lord. What a wonderful, beautiful, powerful name, the name of Jesus. I said, what a wonderful, beautiful, powerful name, the name of Jesus. Amen. What a wonderful, beautiful, powerful name, the name of Jesus. Give him praise and glory. The house of the Lord tonight. Come on, give him praise and glory. Give him praise and glory in the house of the Lord tonight. May God bless these young men as they pray and seek the Lord. We want them to take their liberty and get what they need from God, even at this point in this service. Amen? Hallelujah. That God would just touch them, minister to them. Amen. And move in a mighty way. Well, it's good to be back in service tonight. You glad to be back in church? Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's been a good day. It's been a great day. Lord's blessed us. I asked Brother Goodwin how things were going. Said they were going great. That's always a good thing for him. Amen. And the board, we're thankful for that tonight. Amen. As long as people are doing good and things are going good. And services have been great. Brother Sneed's blessed us this morning. Amen. Don't forget about Rachel. Don't get so caught up with Leah until you forget about Rachel. Get Leah out of there. Amen. Get Rachel in the place where she's supposed to be. Sell out to God. Amen. Sell out to God. Surrender. Let the Lord have all of your life, that he desires to do in your heart and do for you. It's a joy to be here. It's a privilege. We appreciate your kindness so much. We said last night, Brother Goodwin, the board, whoever all is involved with that, thank you for asking us to come. Be a part of this youth camp. It's an honor. It's a joy. Amen. To be in service with you and just thank God for what he's going to do. You got to know me last night. Amen. So we can have church tonight. Amen. We became acquainted last night. So let's just go and act like family tonight and have church. Let God move, let him bless, let him touch. The book of Job, chapter 1, if you have your Bibles, turn if you will. Stand for the reading of God's word. And I'll say again tonight, it's good to have my wife in service with me and my rest of my family in service on Facebook with us. Love you, family. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I want to preach to you tonight what I feel God's laid upon my heart. Amen. Felt the Lord speak to me concerning this service yesterday. I just want to do my best to be obedient to God. See God help us and move in this house. You're going to get in and let the Lord touch you. We've already had church and somebody say amen. All these good testimonies and singing, presence of God been felt in a mighty way. Job chapter 1, we'll read verse 1. Amen. And then we'll go and read verse 22. Amen. I do appreciate these men in the back. I was joking with Brother Lucas last night, and I didn't mean anything harmful by that. Just having a good time. They're doing a great job. Amen. Let's give all of our media and sound men, women back there a good hand tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 1 of the book of Job, chapter 1, says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect, upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil, shunned evil. Amen. Verse 22 of that same chapter reads, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. In all this. I want you to see that. I want you to get a hold of that before we ever get started. In all, everything about Job's life that was going on. In all of this, Job sinned not, neither charged God foolishly. Slip your hand this way and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for another opportunity to stand on this platform behind this sacred desk, minister the word of God. I pray, Lord, that you would come. God, that you would move, that you would minister. God, that you would work in this house in a mighty way here. Touch every heart, touch every life. Deal with every soul that's represented in this building. Help me, God, to be your minister, your spokesman in this house tonight. Say what you'd have me to say. Be what you'd have me to be. That the will of God be performed in this building tonight. God, take us and use us. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary. That we may be used of you tonight. We'll be careful to praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated in the sweet presence of the Lord tonight. I want to preach to you tonight on this thought. We got old Nick saved last night. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Nicodemus, we got him saved. Somebody said, I should have titled that sermon last night, Nick at Night. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, we got the night Nick got saved. Amen. Tonight, I want to title this message this, that God has dealt with my heart. I'm from us. Can somebody say amen? I'm from us. Amen. I want to deal with this for just a few minutes tonight, and I'll try not to hold you too long. Amen. Give you time to get in these altars. Let God touch you. Let him bless you tonight. Our text comes from this, the book of Job that we've read from tonight. And amen. The book of Job is unlike many or most all of the other books of the Bible. Because it focuses on one man and one man's life. Amen. The entire book of Job focuses on the life of Job. And there are a couple of more books in the Bible, amen, that does that. In the Old Testament, Esther, Ruth, different ones. Amen. But for the majority of the Bible, the books of the Bible focuses on Israel, people, the Gospels, the Church of Acts. And amen. The churches after the book of Acts. But in this setting tonight, we're talking about this man that's named Job. Amen. As our text states, verse 1 that we read to you tonight, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Amen. My imagination, you know, God give me a good imagination. Amen. And if he hadn't wanted me to use it, he wouldn't have given it to me. Amen. So I believe it's all right to use it even when we're preaching, as long as we keep it within the context of the Word of God, the Scripture, and we don't allow ourselves to get out in left field somewhere. But as God was dealing with me about this service and this message and this that he'd have me to preach to you tonight, amen, I just imagine in my mind how the scene must have gone with Job. We got here Monday evening, myself and my wife, somewhere around 4 o'clock, I guess it was, that we pulled up on the parking lot. Come here, Zach, man, and run up here right quick. Amen. We pulled up on the parking lot. Different ones, you know, were standing out and about. And you know how it goes. We come up. They'd approach us and shake our hands. And it's glad to have you. And we're glad that you're here. And appreciate you being at camp this year. And amen. And just, you know, they had that look on their face like, who are you? Amen. Who are you? And finally, in the conversation, I'd say, well, I'm Brother Scott.
I'm Zach Manning.
Amen. Good to meet you, Brother Zach Manning. Amen. And then almost instantly after I tell, you know, whoever it was that I was talking to, who I am, the next question was,
where are you from? Piav, Mississippi. Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Piav, Mississippi. Piav. Amen. Where are you from? And I would answer them. Thank you, Brother Zach. I would answer them, I'm from Mississippi. Amen. I don't ever tell people where I'm from Mississippi, because the big city that I'm from is so large. Amen. It's just a metropolitan area there where we live, the city of Richland. I mean, we have two red lights and a population of 1,200 people. Amen. So when I got to Dallas Monday, you can imagine what a nervous wreck I was time I got through Dallas. Amen. And you know, it's always, you know, Scott Marsh, where are you from? I'm from Mississippi. So this is the way it was with Job in his life. When he would go somewhere, when he would meet someone, when he would become acquainted with someone, he'd walk up to him and, come here, Seth. Amen. He'd shake their hand. He'd introduce himself. He'd say, how you doing, sir? My name's Job, and I'm from Uz. Amen. My name's Job. You sit down. Thank you. And I'm from Uz. Amen. How would you like to know that you lived in a place called Uz? And when people ask you where you're from, well, I'm so-and-so, and I'm from Uz. Amen. And you know, and I begin to think about that. And I said, you know, what an odd name for someone to be from, and what an odd place for someone to be from. But I begin to think about Mississippi and all the places in Mississippi. There's a place that my wife's family was raised that's called So-So, Mississippi. You know, it's just sort of so-so. Amen. If you ask, right up the road from So-So, there's a place called Hot Coffee, Mississippi. And as far as I know, there's not even a service station there where you can get a cup of hot coffee. Amen. On up the road from there, there's a place called Chunky, Mississippi. Now, you can just use your imagination on why it's called Chunky. We'll just leave that there. Amen. And my wife's got family there, too, in Chunky, Mississippi. There's a place in Mississippi called Possum Neck. Amen. How would you like to introduce yourself? I'm Joe from Possum Neck, Mississippi. Amen. And then the community I was raised in is called Boggy. I grew up in Boggy. Amen. It's just a boggy place that we lived in. I guess you would say, Brother Zach told you, amen, I'm from Peoff. Peoff. Now, Peoff, you got to understand this. The city of Peoff that he's so proud of, the sign that says welcome to Peoff is about where the back of the church is, and the sign that where you're leaving Peoff is about where the front of the church is. Amen. I don't know what it is about them folks from Peoff, but if you ever meet anybody from Peoff, they're always proud they're from Peoff. Amen. Can I just take my time tonight? I rushed last night. I was tired. You was tired. We was all tired. So we just sort of rushed through it. Can I just settle in and preach a while tonight? Amen. That's what you come for, wouldn't it? Amen. Surely you didn't come looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Surely you come to get preached to. Hear the word of God. Amen. P.R. at our camp. Amen. That we grew up in, Forts Lake Assembly of God. Not many years ago, we had some folks there from a different area that had never heard of Peoff, Mississippi. And that year in particular, we had quite a few from Peoff, Mississippi. Now, you can live anywhere within 30 miles of that little stretch of highway, and they claim they're from Peoff. I don't understand it, but am I telling the truth? Telling the truth. Amen. And we would be out, you know, during the day, and they'd get to holler, Peoff! Amen. Just out of, was you there that year, Buzz? Peoff! Amen. That bunch of them get together, they'd say, Peoff! Finally, one elderly lady come up to me and said, Brother Morris, I'm not sure what that word means, but don't you think it's inappropriate for our youth camp? I'm telling the truth. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, but that's where them folks live. I'm afraid I'd be hurting their feelings if I told them the word Peoff was inappropriate. Oh, don't you just love laughing about us folks from Mississippi? And somebody say amen. and all of us old country hick people with all these old country hick names that we come from. But I Googled Texas today and I found out there's a bacon Texas and a noodle Texas and a frog knot Texas and a hog eye Texas. Come on now. And there's even a place in Texas called Kickapoo. Anybody live in Kickapoo? I'd like to talk to you. Find out what you're kicking. No, never mind. You know, this may be my first and last youth camp, but I'm going to say it. My wife's saying no. Brother Goodwin's saying no. But Kickapoo is something that happened out in the cow field when we used to play football. And you was running along and accidentally kicked the poo. Come on now. I hope my mama ain't watching. Can you imagine walking up to somebody and saying, "Hey, my name's Job, and I'm from Kickapoo." I don't hurt nobody's feelings. Ain't nobody here got family from Kickapoo, do you? Amen. Is it even a place? Is anybody, Brother Goodwin, is that even a place in Texas? The internet said it was, and everything you read on the internet's the truth, especially if it come off Facebook or Instagram. That's next to the Bible. Can somebody say amen? I mean, if you lose your Bible, just go to Facebook. It's just, no. Hallelujah. Amen. But we talk about, and Job was a man. The Bible said a man from the land of Uz. Now when God began to deal with me about this message and about this service and what I would preach to you tonight, and I began to search that and look at that, and I said, "God, what is it? What is it that I could preach when we say, I'm from Uz, or I'm from the land of Uz?" I begin to search the scripture and the word of God to try to find references to Uz and where Uz may have been mentioned in the Bible at different places. And much to my despair, I find as far as a place is concerned, the word Uz is only mentioned two other times in the word of God. We find it once in the book of Jeremiah, once in the book of Lamentations, and also here in the book of Job, where I, amen, have read to you for our text tonight. So there's not a lot, there's, as far as the word of God is concerned, there's not a lot that we can find out when we say, "I'm from Uz." What are we saying? What do we mean? What is it that God is trying to get us to understand and get us to see in this service tonight? Amen. But I want to look at this for just a moment. What is it that we can say for sure about the land of Uz? First of all, amen, I know from studying the word of God and from the truth of the scripture and the way the scripture's lined out that Uz is a place that existed after Adam and Eve. Amen. Uz is a place that existed after the fall of man. Uz is a place where sin was there. Amen. And existed after sin had entered in to the world. Lamentations mentions the iniquity and the sin of the land of Edom. And there it was that Uz was also found. Brother and sister, tonight, young people, we don't know how bad it was, but we know that sin has always played a part in our world and in our lives. So when I say I'm from Uz, one thing that I'm saying is I'm from a place where sin abides and sin exists. And somebody say amen. There's not a person under the sound of my voice, young, old, middle-aged, or infant, that does not live in a place tonight where sin does exist. It's on every
every side. It's on every hand. It's everywhere you look, and it's everywhere you go. Come on now. I grew up in a time when preachers preached against television. If you was going to live for God, you couldn't have a television in your home because everything on it is ungodly and sinful, and it's filling your mind full of sin. Well, I don't mean to offend anybody here or say anything that I shouldn't, but television is one of the more innocent tools of the devil nowadays. And somebody, come on now, don't fall out with me. Amen. You can find far more worse things on the internet, in the palm of your hand, on your smartphone. There's things on billboards when you're driving down the highway. You can see more flesh in Walmart than you can see at the beach nowadays. I'm from us. I'm living in a land that's full of sin. Can somebody say amen? Woo! I'm going to take this thing off. Hallelujah. Job said, hey, my name's Job. I'm from us. Preacher, I'm from a place where sin abounds. I'm from a place where sin is real. I'm from a place where sin is on every hand and on every side in every way that I turn. Sin is a part of the world that I live in and the things that I have to be around and that I have to put up with. Number two, not only do we know and can we determine that living in the land or being from the land of us means that I'm from a land that has been infiltrated and infested by sin, but I'm also from a land, amen, that has to deal with the constant attacks of the enemy of our soul. Can somebody say amen? Verse 7 of Job chapter 1, the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. It would seem by that statement that Satan was boasting to God, I'm basically doing what I want to do. Can somebody say amen? Are you going to help me tonight? I'm basically causing all of the chaos that I want to cause. I'm basically going about as a roaring lion, devouring whosoever I set my sights on and decide to devour. Chaos on every side. Chaos every way you turn. Brother and sister, when I say I'm from us, I say I live in a place. I live in a land. I live, come on now, there where it seems like the devil is having a heyday and doing as he pleases. Look at the young people that are falling and failing to the world and to the things of the world. Look at those that are giving their lives to sin and the tragedy of sin, homosexuality, drugs, alcohol, pornography. Perversion is at an all-time high. Hell is on attack against this world. Are you listening to me tonight, young people? The devil is after your soul. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Sin abounds. And the devil is just wreaking havoc everywhere you look. Come on. That's not the case in Texas. You don't know anybody tonight that's homes, their homes being broken up because of hell, because of the devil. You don't have any friends that their mom and daddy are getting a divorce because mom or dad, one, has committed an affair and cheated on their spouse, and now, come on, they file for divorce. You don't know any teenager that you went to school with that's hooked on drugs, hooked on alcohol. Come on, I dare say there's those sitting under the sound of my voice right now that's battling a spirit of pornography that's trying to get a hold of your heart and of your life. Honey, you listen to me. This old preacher from Mississippi come to tell you there is a devil. He is real. He's after your soul, and he's out to destroy you. He don't love you. He don't care about you. He ain't concerned about you. He don't care where he leaves you or what kind of condition he leaves you in. He's out to use you up, throw you away, and send your soul to a devil's hell. Could somebody say glory in this house? Come on. It's an attack. When I say I'm from Uz, I'm making this statement. I'm from a land that is infested by sin and under attack of the devil. Hallelujah. So we can take Uz out of that. And I can say, hey, I'm Scott Morris, and I'm from Richton. And I'm saying, hey, I'm Scott Morris, and I'm from a place where sin abounds. Oh, God, does sin ever abound? How in the world could a place so small be filled with so much sin and trouble and attack of hell? Come on, no matter where you're from tonight, the land that you live in is full of sin and under attack of the enemy of your soul. Amen. On the count of three, I'm going to ask you where you're from. And I want you to, are you ready? You ready? Okay, I just want to make sure tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you where you're from. I warned her before church I was going to ask where you're from. She's going to hate me. Amen. Where she'd be ready. I'm going to, on the count of three, I'm going to say where you're from. I want you to holler where you live just as loud as you can. One, two, three. Huh? One, two, three. One, two, three. You know what I hear? I'm from a land, preacher, full of sin. I'm from a land, preacher, that the devil's fighting in. I'm from a place, preacher, if you only knew what I left when I come to Truth Camp. Preacher, if you only knew what was going on in my family. Preacher, if you only knew what was going on in my home. Preacher, if you only knew my best friend and what they're going through. Preacher, if you only knew that young person that grew up in our youth group and now they've given themselves to alcohol, to sex, to the things of this world. Preacher, I live in a land that's full of sin and the devil's under attack. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, my name's Job and I live in the land of Uz. But that's not where the verse stops. That's not the end of the story. That's not, amen, the conclusion of what God wanted us to know and what God wanted us to see. For the scripture goes on to say, yet Job lived, yet though Job lived in a land of Uz that was full of sin and the devil was at attack on every side, that verse says that he was perfect, upright, feared God, and shunned evil. I've come to tell you tonight, it don't matter where you live, it don't matter how big hell is, how great the devil's fighting, how much sin is in the place where you live, honey, it is possible to live upright, to fear God, to shun evil, and live a holy, unadulterated unadulterated life in this world. And somebody say amen. I'm sick and tired of the charismatic feel good crowd that tells us it can't be done. Don't worry about it. Just do the best you can. I will not limit the ability of God to put something on the inside of me that can make me live right no matter where I am. Woo! I feel some preacher in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm Job. I'm from Uz. I'm from a land that's full of sin. And hell is under attack on every side. Homes are being tore up. Families are being devoured. Young people giving them lives, running their lives with drugs and alcohol, premarital sex, transgender lifestyles, and homosexual lifestyles. But know this, even though I'm Job and I'm from Uz, I ain't like them. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, I'm a Hassan Badayamata. No. Let me back up. Beep, beep, beep. Come on now. And let me come again right there. I don't want to portray a self-righteous spirit or a haughty attitude or a better than anybody or somebody else. For it's only by the grace of God that I'm not in the same condition that they're in. And somebody say amen. So I don't say it proudly, and I don't say it haughtily, and I don't say it with a self-righteous spirit, but I stand humbly and I say, yes, my friends are doing drugs. Yes, my friends are getting drunk on Saturday night. Yes, my friends are having sex before marriage, and I may live in the midst of all of it, but I ain't like them. I found something better. I found something greater. I found something mightier. I found something more. I found God. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 My name's Job. I'm from Uz. Piav. I cannot believe he come all the way to Texas and said he's from Piav. Come on. Sand Hill, Zach. Richton, Waynesboro, Peel. Hey, my name's Job. I'm from Uz, but I have a testimony. Woo! Come on, somebody. I wish I'd get a little help in this house tonight. Hey, hey, my name's Job. I'm from Uz, but I got a testimony. Can somebody say amen? Hey, my name's Job. I'm going to say it again. And I'm from Uz, but I got a testimony. I've been saved. I've been sanctified. I've been Holy Ghost filled. I'm on my way to heaven, and there ain't no devil of hell going to turn me back now. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The point of this message tonight is to assure you that no matter how much hell you're living in at home, it is possible to serve God. I need every adult in the house to get with me right there. Come on. I need every pastor, every youth leader. Come on now. Every mama and every daddy. To testify that I'm telling the truth. The point of this message, Brother Jacob, is this. It don't matter how much hell you're living in at home. It is possible to serve God even in the midst of hell. Come on. Come on. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I want to run. I want to dance. I want to shout. I want to preach. reach, because I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I don't have to fail. I don't have to give in. I don't have to quit. I don't have to be like everybody else. I can serve God in all. Put it up there, brother. Put that verse in all. Yes. Dun 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 dun. In all. Yeah, you say, preacher, you're just a little bit too. You just let me deal with these young people how I want to. They may not remember nothing else I said, but they'll remember I stood there and went, dun, 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 dun. Come on now. In all this, I know, in Job's life, I know what this is saying. This is saying Job lost everything he had in a day. He lost all of his wealth. He lost all of his means to make wealth. And he lost all of his family in one day. And in all of this, Job sinned not. But we ain't talking about Job now. We talking about you. And in all of this, it's possible not to sin. Come on now. In all of this, in all of this messed up world, in all of this messed up society, in all of this backwardness and confusion, and when folks don't know what's up or what's down anymore, and they don't know what's right or what's left anymore, and they don't even know if they're a boy or they're a girl anymore, and I don't understand that, but in all of this, Brother Jacob, it's still possible to live holy, sanctified, separated through the power, the presence and the Spirit of God. I don't have to look like a made up Jezebel. I can be a holy, sanctified, set apart child of God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in this house. Woo! In all, but all I got a name before you get the picture. Brother Goodwin, I've told you many times in your church, you're my authority. I'm here at your request. And any time I go too far, you do this, I'll move on. Can somebody say amen? What all I got to preach, if you understand what I'm saying, in all of this. So, let me start on this side. Girls, in all of this, you can live without sinning. Can somebody say amen? You don't have to dress half naked to get a boy. Come on now. You don't have to show. Woo! Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I know how it is nowadays. Amen. You don't dress half naked no more. You just wear it so tight. I mean, oh, here I go. Let me look at the pastor back there and keep my eyes on him. You know, Christmas morning wouldn't be no fun, boys, if you was getting a football. I heard this somewhere. I'm going to use it right quick. If you was getting a football for Christmas, and when you looked under the Christmas tree, mom and daddy took the football out of the box and wrapped it so tight with wrapping paper until you knew what it was before you ever unwrapped it. Sort of, come on now. So, can I get a little help right here? Or have I gone too far? Hallelujah. You ain't got to dress half naked, and you ain't got to wear it tight enough to show every curve. Come on now. Live holy, live pure, live righteous before God. In all of this messed up society we live in, it's still possible to live a life sin-free, separated, holy, and on your way to glory. Don't give yourself away.
Because when that boy goes looking for a wife, is that a go ahead or stop? Go ahead. When that boy goes looking for a wife, he ain't shopping on the used car lot. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. You don't have to wear your cut-off t-shirts. Is that even popular anymore? When I was a boy in school, you know, if you had any muscles at all, the popular thing was cut the sleeves off and cut them off right here. I never got to wear one of those. Never. Number one, because my daddy was Kenny Morris. You know him. He's been here last weekend, preached so good it don't matter what I say, it ain't going to make no difference. No, I'm playing. I told Brother Matt Gregor, why in the world you get my daddy over here the weekend before I come to Texas? Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, I never looked like this when I was in high school. I looked more like this. I ain't about to walk around like that. Come on now. Hallelujah. I was trying to wear it big enough to hide it all so I could suck it in and amen. And impress Sister Kim. Amen. Where she'd want to marry me. Come on, boys. You ain't got to. You ain't got to fit in with the latest fad and the latest crowds. You ain't got to bleach the tip of your hair. Come on. Oh, God, help me. I hope ain't nobody here like that. Amen. Come on now. You ain't got to dress like the world and be like the world. You ain't got to drink a beer. You ain't got to shoot a needle. You ain't got to sniff and puff. Come on. It's possible to live in all of this and not, my God, in 2017 at Truth Camp, God wants to put something inside of some young people that you can go back to us and in the midst of all of that sin, you can stand up and say, I have a testimony. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm sanctified. I'm set apart. Oh, praise him. Come on. Right here. Somebody needs to praise him. Right here. Somebody in this house needs to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Job, amongst the corruptness of his society, maintained his integrity with God. He lived for and served God in a corrupt society. He refused to be corrupted by his society. He was sound and complete in his relationship with God. By your response, more than just lifting your hands, I want to know, is there any young people in this house tonight that wants to be able to live sinless in all of this? I want to hear from you right now. I want to hear from you right now. I want to hear from you. I want heaven to hear from you. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. There'll be times in your life, young people, when you will seem like you're the only one that is serving God in the schoolroom, in the hall, if you go to public school, when you get old enough to get a job, on your job, you will feel that you're the only one that's serving God. But that's okay. It's still possible to serve God if you're the only one that's serving him. Mama may not be saved. Daddy may not be saved. Brothers and sisters may not be saved. But it's still possible to serve God. Still possible. There'll be times when it seems that nothing is going your way. That one you thought you would marry. That job you thought you would get. That degree you were looking forward to. That score on that ACT test. Riley, our youngest, 17, be a senior in high school next year. She's taking her ACT, trying to get that score high enough. Help mom and daddy out a little bit with tuition. Amen. Be able to get in the field that she's wanting to get into. My wife's phone went off earlier than normal this morning for Riley if she's not working. Amen. Today was the day that she got her score back. And when she said, can I call and tell you, Mama, I knew it was going to be good. But you don't always get the score that you're looking for. The boyfriend, the spouse, things fall apart. Friends pass away. Loved ones are taken suddenly through tragedy. Life is seen to go south on you. But it's still possible in all of this to sin not. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. They'll mock you. They'll make fun of you. They'll call you a holy roller, a tongue talker. Look at her. She don't dress like us. Look at him. He won't go where we go. Come on. Go to the party. Oh, you're too good. Goody two shoes. You're too good to party. They'll mock. They'll make fun. Job's wife mocked him, urged him to curse God and die. But even within and amongst the persecution of friends, family, and onlookers, Job sinned not against God. If Job can, I can. Can somebody say amen? If Job can, I can. I gotta hurry. I'm on page 2. I got 5. I gotta hurry. It's amen. I'm gonna run through the last 3 and get you in the altars. If Job can, I can. Somebody say it with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. If Job can, I can. Say it again. If Job can, I can. You don't believe it yet. Say it like you believe it. If Job can, I can. If Job did it, then I can do it. How are you sure of that, preacher? Well, for one thing, God's no respecter of persons. And if he'll give Job the grace to do it, he'll give me the grace to do it. But you see, that's not all. We've got something that Job didn't have. Come on now. Hebrews said these all died in the faith, having not yet obtained the promise. But we have obtained the promise, and we have something that Job didn't have. And if Job could do it without what I got, then I ought to be able to do it with what I've got. Let somebody say amen. Hallelujah. What I got, preacher, that Job didn't have. Number 1, you got the blood of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. You still with me? Wave at me. You still with me? Wave at me. You with me, young people? Elbow your neighbor right there and say, hey, are you listening to him? He's teaching us good tonight. He's preaching good. Amen. Come on, not myself, but I'm telling you, I laid on that floor over there this evening. Amen. I had a total different message that I thought I'd preach tonight. When I left the house yesterday evening, God began to deal with me. I lay on that floor and God talked to me this evening and told me to give you this tonight. Number 1, the thing that I have that Job did not have is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, how? How does that precious blood of Jesus Christ help me not to sin in all of this? I thought the blood just cleansed me. I thought the blood just washed me and washed my sins away. Yes, that is the work of the blood. But because of that precious blood of Jesus Christ, I now have access into the throne room of God.
Woo! Come on. See, in Job's day, Satan had access, but Job didn't. And Job done it without access. But now I've got access. I can go to the throne. My God. I hate to have to do all the preaching and all the shouting, but I will if I have to. I thank God for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that gives me access into the throne room of heaven. Woo!
My children, I would say unto thee this night, be not deceived. My children, I would speak unto thee this night in this service. Allow not the enemy of thy soul deceive thee into believing it's impossible to serve me, to live for me, to be holy before me, saith the Lord thy God. Yea, I am God. Yea, I have the ability. Yea, I have made it possible for thee to be able to serve me. I have made it possible, but thou can keep thyself holy, pure, undefiled by this world and the things of this world. Yea, hear me this night, saith the Lord. I look, I search, saith God, for a peculiar people amongst this generation. Will thou not? That people, saith the Lord thy God. Lift your hands and love him all under this tabernacle. All in this tabernacle. Come on, musicians. Come on, musicians. Come on, look at me, young people. Look at me. My name's Job. I'm from Uz. I have a testimony. Can we get verse 1, brother? My name's Job. I'm from Uz. I have a testimony. I've been able to live perfect, upright, fear God, shun evil, even in all this mess that's going on. Can you do it? Do it, baby. The first, stand up. Anybody else come?
Really? Upright. God.
Somebody give the Lord praise and glory. You can do it, young people. You can do it, young people. You can do it because of the blood. It's because of the blood you have access to God. You ain't got to be in youth camp. You ain't got to be in a youth conference. You ain't got to be in a youth hall. You ain't got to be in a Sunday night service. You can be in your closet, in your bedroom on a Saturday night. Can somebody say amen? You can be walking the halls of your school on a Monday morning. Come on. You can be in Walmart on a Tuesday night. And because of the blood of Jesus, you can find yourself in the presence of an almighty God. And if you can get in the presence of an almighty God, you can find the ability to serve him and sin not in all of this mess. This is it. I pray to God I get to preach tomorrow night and get to preach Thursday night, but this is the message of the week. This is it. If you come looking for something, this is the service. I'm not saying it's because it's a good message, but this is the service. Every youth camp I preach, I always feel like, Brother Zach, there's one service that God intends to make a great difference in people's lives. I just felt the Holy Ghost tell me, this is it, son. This is the service. Job did, you can, because you've got the word of God. The blood. Secondly, because you've got the word of God. And the Bible said because of the word of God, we can be equipped to fight any devil that comes our way. The word is a two-edged sword, sharp, the Bible said. The word of God, he said, take the helmet of salvation and the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Quoting it out of order, I know, but he said before that, so that when you've done all to stand, you can stand. Giving a testimony, you hold my hand. I married my wife, it's right over there. I ain't flirting, I promise. Natalie from Arkansas has made a proclamation in Truth Camp 2017. I will live perfect, I will live upright, I will fear God, and I will shun evil. But Natalie from Arkansas is going to go back home Friday. And Natalie from Arkansas is going to be approached by some old sorry, good for nothing young man. And if he tries to get you to do anything but serve God, he's sorry, good for nothing. And all he deserves is this. Come on, is that all right? Is that all right? If he tries to get you to do anything but serve God, he's sorry, good for nothing, and all he deserves is this. My wife does it all the time. Never has she laid a hand on me. No. Oh, you fry his jaw, baby. Fry his jaw. Fry his jaw. But what you got that Job didn't have, when that boy is trying to get you in the back seat of that car, and he's trying to get you to stop. I'm sorry, Natalie from Arkansas. I don't mean to embarrass you. When he's trying to get you, amen, to park in that alley, to go with him to that party that you know that you ought not go to. Natalie, you got the word of God, baby. You got the word of God. And the Bible said, when you ain't got nothing else, you got my word. And if you hide my word in your heart, then you've got something to stand on. You can sit down, and when you've done all, can I preach? I thought I was through, but can I preach just a little while longer? Turn these stones into bread. Jesus said, no, it's not meant for man to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. No, devil, no, I will not sin. I will not sin. I will stand, and I will stand on the word of God. Can somebody say amen? All of this, you can sin not. Can have that testimony because of the blood that gives you access to God. Because of the word that equips you to be able to defeat the enemy in any form or fashion that he comes against you. And then because of the Holy Ghost that's been made available to you and can live within you, that the Bible said is my power, my comforter, my teacher, my reminder of things learned in the past, my helper, my intercessor, and my God. Brother Joel Sneed, if Job did it and he didn't have the blood, nor the word, nor the Holy Ghost, then there ain't no reason that every young person under the sound of my voice can't serve God in all of this. Oh, come on, somebody. I got to close. I got to quit. I got to quit. But if you'll read the end of the book of Job, sometime when you got time, you'll find out, because Job stood for God. God stood for Job. And when it was all said and it was all done, God gave him twice what he had in the beginning. He gave him double for his trouble. If you'll live for God in us, God will give you a double portion of his
power, His presence, and His Spirit. I'm about to give an altar call. I want everybody to be seated if you will. Normally when we give an altar call, we ask everybody to stand. But it's a little different altar call tonight than it's ever been. Here's what I want you to do. Not yet. In a moment, I'm going to count to three. When I count to three, if you're determined to live for God, I want you to stand up. And this is what I want you to say. Hey, this is me, but you say yours. Hey, I'm Scott Mars. I'm from Richton. I'm determined to live a perfect life, upright, fear God, and shun evil. I want you to stand up and say that using your name and where you're from. And then I want you to start moving toward this front, standing with your hands raised as a proclamation. I'm Scott Mars. From Richton, not yet. Wait till I count to three. I'm Scott Mars from Richton, Mississippi. I will live perfect. I will fear God. I will be upright. I will shun evil in all of this mess. Stand up, honey. Stand up.
Fear God in all this mess.
I'm Josh Doughton from Claremore. I will live perfect and upright. Fear God. Done evil.
I feel victory, Bozak. I feel victory. Anybody ready? Anybody ready? Everybody ready? You know what you're supposed to do. 1, 2, 3, go. Start moving this away. 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 Give me some volume. Counselors, get in behind. Preachers, get in behind. Let's Holy Ghost feel. Get in behind. Come on. Push your way in. Lay your hands on it. Pray for it. Pray with them. Pray up through. 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 Pray up through.
I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence.
I want every counselor, every pastor, every pastor's wife, every Holy Ghost-filled adult in the house amongst these young people right now. Don't stand behind them and watch them. Push your way in amongst them. Lay your hands on them. Ask God to help them to live right in the land of us. God, help them to live right in the land of us. Woo. Come on. In all of this mess, I won't sin. In all of this mess, I won't sin.
I won't go back.
I won't sin.
Go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I want to say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be.
I ain't got enough counselors. I ain't got enough preachers. I ain't got enough preachers' wives. So young people, pray for each other. Lay your hands on your brother, on your sister. Pray for your friends. Pray for each other. Pray for each other. Come on, boys. Pray for each other. Come on, girls. Pray for each other. I'll keep myself. I'll be holy. I'll be pure. I'll live a holy life. I'll separate myself from this world. I won't give up myself to the enemy of my soul. I will not allow the devil to destroy me with his tactics, with his ways. I'll be perfect. I'll be upright. I'll fear God.
I'll and chase me. Oh, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and chased me. Oh Lord, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh Lord, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh Lord, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh Lord, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh Lord, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh Lord, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be.